Well, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. And it's not our panel conversation. It's our book pick segment. It's one of our.
We were just going to let you go with it.
Thank you. Thank you. No, feel free to correct me at any time, please. A little tap on the shoulder. Wake up, Joe. No, it's our book pick time, and we love Tuesdays. And when we welcome bookstores from our family of independents who dispense wonderful advice on books to pick up and enjoy. This morning, the folks from the Chatham Bookstore join us to present a fine list of tomes that they have for these wonderful days of spring. We welcome Diane Ortman and Carrie Knutson. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having
us. All right. Diane, you're up first, I believe.
Yes, I am.
All right. What would you like to, where shall we begin?
We are going to begin with a novel called Salt Houses.
Yes.
By Hala Alyan. And this is her first novel. It's about the Yaqub family. They are Palestinian. And we meet about three generations of this family, and the chapters focus on different characters chronologically as we go along. It's about 40 years in their story, and we trace their family tree and also the geography that they takes them in their life. Some of it's by choice, and some of it is by displacement.
Mm-hmm.
So we live with them in Palestine, Kuwait, Beirut, Amman, Jordan, Paris, Boston, and it's a really, really beautiful book. It's very character driven, and it's really special when an author can put you in the thoughts of the character and you feel what they're feeling. And I just thought it was a great first novel, and I'm looking forward to what else she writes, and I highly, highly recommend this book.
Salt Houses by Hala Alyan.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Excuse me. Next, I have Liberating Minds, The Case for College in Prison. And this book was written by Ellen Condliff Lagerman, who was the former dean of the Harvard School of Education. And now she's the Distinguished Fellow of the Barred Prison Initiative.
Wow.
And what this book does is lays out in a very clear and concise way the argument for educating prisoners. She's covered the economics of it. She's covered how it reduces violence in prisons, the spillover effect into families and neighborhoods, and just the basic, moral argument for why a democracy should educate all of their people. One of the most striking statistics is that the national recidivism rate is around 50%. And for those graduating from the Bard Initiative, it's 2%. So it's a really fascinating read. And she's local, and she's coming to the Chatham Bookstore this weekend.
Saturday, May 27th from 5 to 7, we're hosting her. And,
excellent.
Yeah, it will be great. Tom, who usually kind of facilitates our readings, will have her there, and they'll have a chance to have some Q&A. So we encourage people to come out because it's a really timely and stimulating topic.
Terrific.
Okay, now I'm switching to my foodie hat.
Excellent.
Yes, in honor of Memorial Day.
A striking
Day.
Hat, I should note.
In honor of Memorial Day, I have Red, White, and Q, Farm Fresh Foods for the American Grill from Karen Adler and Judith Furtick. And I love this book because they have such great tips about how to use a grill. They have like a little doneness chart for grilling. They have which tools work for what, how to, the best way to light a fire, the maintenance of your utensils, how to plank different hardwood flavors for planking. And then they break into chapters about meats, vegetables. But one of my favorite chapters is about salads, because I think that's really a creative way to use your green produces. She has grilled radicchio, grilled romaine with smoky blue cheese dressing, grilled zucchini, grilled nectarines, grilled watermelon, tomato. I mean, it's just great, right?
Grilled
I could go
nectarines,
on and on,
yes.
Right? So that's...
You had me at grilled nectarines.
I know, right? Okay, so I am going to... That's a great book, and anyone who has a grill should pick it up.
All right.
Okay. So the next one, keeping with my foodie spring, also beer geeking gardening book, I have the Hop Growers Handbook, the Essential Guide for Sustainable Small-Scale Production for Home and Market by Laura Tenek and Dietrich Gehring. And this is a really cool little book for the beer geek in your life. We all have one.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have the history, they have information about hop yards, and I love this little section about small-scale design and trellising, and how hops can make your life and house pretty as well. So it's just a cool little book. And like I said, we all have a beer geek in our life. So just wanted to mention that one.
Shout out to all the beer geeks in our lives. Yeah.
My last book is Letters to a Young Farmer on Food, Farming, and Our Future. And this comes from Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture. And this is a compilation of essays and letters from every farmer, food writer, anyone who loves the earth and the things that it gives us. And if you know anyone who loves farming or just loves, you know, putting their hands in the dirt, this is a really, really lovely book. There's 40 essays and letters in here. We have Barbara Kingsolver, Wendell Berry, Bill McKibben, Alice Waters, Dan Barber, Michael Pollan. It just goes on, and it's a lovely little book.
Letters to a Young Farmer. All right.
So I'm going to go next, I think, and I brought a couple. You can tell Diane's and Diane and I have talked, and our theme is kind of similar. As a teacher and a parent, I was thinking, okay, school is letting out soon, and how are we going to keep these kids engaged during these bright months? So I brought just four different books that kind of cover that spectrum. The first one is called One Is Not a Pear by Britta Teckentrup. And it's a spotting book, which are really big right now. And as a literacy teacher, I'm going to say, you know, it's really good for your kids' tracking skills and observation skills. But it's also just a beautiful, beautiful book. And if you know her other ones, Trees and Bee, they're just these beautiful block print-esque pictures. They're actually done digitally, but they come in like these vivid primary colors. And they're little rhymes to go with it, so you can enjoy it with your pre-literate kid and get them into reading and books, and kind of good for those rainy days that we have been having a lot of lately.
Right.
The other one I have is called Grow Your Own for Kids. It's by Chris Collins and Leah Lendertz. And this is just a really great companion garden book for getting kids growing. It has really beautiful, realistic photos backed by like recycled newsprint. And it teaches you everything about how to like create a pizza garden, to how to make seedling planters from recycled newspaper. So it's a lot of really like great hands-on activities. But the language is also super accessible for kids. So it could even be their book that inspires you to get out into the garden, which is sometimes what I need in my house.
Excellent.
And then next I have Out of the Box by Gemma Westing. And this is more for your makers and your creative puzzle solvers. It takes all different recycled materials and all the things you can make. So it's 25 cardboard engineering projects. And I know that STEM is really big right now, science, technology, engineering, math. And schools are pushing it hard, so why not push it at home too? but it's just a great way to, again, spend a rainy day or occupy your time. And it's got beautiful projects from like a pirate ship to a Cardville city. And so it's just a great, really arresting book. And then the last one I have, if I have time, is A Walk in the Forest by Maria Deck. And this is a beautiful, beautiful early picture book that is illustrated by the author in these rich watercolor illustrations. Just to give you an example of some of them, I know you can't see on the radio, you have to come into the bookstore, but just fruits and vegetables and the woods in really beautiful, bright colors. And it just talks about the benefits of getting lost in the woods. And I know that nature preschools are really big right now. And this kind of encourages you to get out with your family. In the forest, you can shout as loud as you want, and it's the best playground ever. So I encourage everybody, after you've come picked up this book, to head out to the woods.
Excellent. Walk in the Forest. And just in the 30 seconds we have left, events coming up at the store?
So this Saturday, we have the author of Liberating Minds, Ellen Condliff-Logman, who will be here from 5 to 7 at the bookstore. And then on the distant horizon, we have Summerfest coming up, which is July 8th in Chatham, and we'll have some fun activities planned then. So check our website or our Facebook page for that.
Excellent. Well, you can find out about all of this cool stuff by going to the Chatham Bookstore in Chatham. They're right on Main Street, so go check them out. Or you can check them out online, chathambookstore.com. Chathambookstore.com. You can also find their list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Just go to Book Picks and you'll see the list there. Diane and Carrie, thank you so much for joining us. Have a lovely rest of the summer or spring season.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.